Welcome to Straight Talk on Health with Dr. Vincent Medici. Knowing that ultimately it's God who does the healing, Dr. Medici acts as the maestro, orchestrating a person's health through right timing and right therapies, using traditional, natural, alternative, and spiritual practices. Dr. Medici says it's time for people to wake up to their innate potential to heal and to be given a doctor who can orchestrate that healing. Dr. Medici is currently working toward his PhD in biochemistry at Long Beach University, with additional study in acupuncture, kinesiology, and quantum medicine. He's the curriculum director of the Santa Monica Shiatsu School. And now, here's Dr. Medici.
Good morning. Good morning, and straight talk it is. I want to set the record straight as much as 60 minutes will permit on this relentless, never-ending, never-dying, consuming notion that we have about aging, about how not to age, about how we're never going to age, about how at least we're going to slow it down, and about how some of us live longer than others. On the tip of everybody's tongue is, what can I take to look younger, to have more energy, to be more beautiful, and to live longer? So much is this a driving force in American society that we have anti-aging medicine. It's a terminology. It goes hand in hand with plastic surgery. We're not going to go after the plastic surgery today. I don't want to go after anything. But what I want to do is change your fundamental concept of what it means to slow the aging process. Because if you think it's about anti-aging hormones, think again. This is the crock. This is the Kool-Aid. This is the nonsense. This is the sprinkling of vitamin C on soldiers with scurvy. Do you get my point? Anti-aging medicine, in what we call it today, is somewhat fraudulent. It works because so many of us are so grossly deficient in basic nutrient, in basic fundamental concept of what it is to prolong life more youthfully. So in a culture that's denigrated itself, desecrated itself to the point where it's so grossly deficient that it's aging so rapidly, certainly a little DHEA, a little HGH, a little of this and a little of that gets you to first base. So what we do is we packet something and we marginalize deep concepts by selling people quick fixes. And this is that Madison Avenue sort of notion we fell into in America in the 50s and 60s. I think it's sort of high time we start to turn that upside down. And it's not that those things are so nonsense or so bad. It's that they get on cover. They cover up deeper, more fundamental meanings. Because that's where the divine lives, in the deeper meaning. And that's what we want to do today as much as we can in 60 minutes. Go over, review, introduce concepts, put them together to shift your notion of what it is to age more slowly. No gimmick. Nothing marginalized. You just got to be able to go slow and reach deep. Okay, so let's go slow and reach deep. Number one, and again, of course, as always, need I say, get on the website. That's straighttalk.cc, not .com. That's two T's. If you're new to the show, pull the car over and listen. If you're new to the show, get on the website. If you're listening on your radio, open the computer. Just go to the website, straighttalk.cc, and look at the pictures in the radio literature section. Everybody knows now, half the show's done with pictures. That saves me 1,000 words, so we can teach so much more. So get on the website, get into the radio literature section, and look at picture number one. Okay, we've got dozens of pictures up today, lots of pictures. That means you really need it. And if you don't, and if you absolutely won't use a computer, I'll describe as best I can. I'm not forgetting about you. I understand. You're computer phobic. There's lots of good reasons for that. Picture number one, the cell. The cell's a grape at Whole Foods, a green Thompson grape, except this grape has seeds. The skin of the cell is the membrane. The middle of the cell is the cytoplasm. The seed of the cell is where the DNA lives. Deoxyribonucleic acid. DNA. That's the central intelligence of the cell. That DNA needs to be shred with light and magnetism. That DNA knows nothing without an electromagnetic pulse. The high intelligence of the cell, what is recorded through history in the DNA of the cell, the genes, the chromosomes, the telomeres, the centromeres, mitosis, meiosis, all these big words revolving around the word DNA, genetic engineering, cloning, stem cell therapy, the future, is communicating with light. Remember that. That light is also, as light is, partly magnetic. So you have to respect the electromagnetic relationship between the DNA and exogenous, outside the cell, electromagnetic force. That electromagnetic force is generating off the brain and the spinal cord, which is largely just current. The brain and the spinal cord is really a hologram. It's really invisible. It's not really matter. It's light. Yes, it has mass. Light has mass. Light is in part particle, photon, but light is wave. The brain and the spinal cord are electromagnetic entities generating a field which permeates the DNA of each and every gazillion, umpteen gazillion cells of your body. So understand the beginning of anti-aging. I want you to keep a little cartoon in your head that every day people run into anti-aging clinics and herbal shops and medical offices and have their doctors, their herbalists, so on, brew them up some sort of an herbal anti-aging tonic. Women in menopause get progesterone, get estradiol. We take deer antler, we take cordyceps, we take rhodiola, we take ginseng, we take all the full pharmacopoeia of exogenous entities. And we drink these, we eat these, we inject these. At the exclusion, all too often, of understanding that the very DNA that determines protein synthesis, that degrades without the electromagnetic hit that it deserves, is really driving health most centrally. That electromagnetic field off the brain and the spinal cord is driven off the earth itself. It's driven off the earth and the sky. And I've got pictures there. If you check number 9, picture number 9, it says Schumann Residence. And it shows a picture of a thunderstorm with lightning. And off the electromagnetic discharge of lightning comes a magnetic field called the Schumann wave. That Schumann wave is simpatico. It delivers a frequency, a current, that gyrates in harmony with the same currents that drive the cell. That's big. The question is, can you bring the Schumann resonance in? The question is, are there parts on the earth, on the mother globe, that concentrate energies that allow you to receive more intensely the Schumann resonance? These are real things. Those of you who haven't heard, look these things up. There's much ado. The entire entity of physics, biological physics, we call it biophysics, reflects most of what I'm talking about today. So we're not talking about quackery. We're not talking about weak science. We're talking about things that are very, very much in the reality plane. But we're also talking about concepts that have been spoken about through millennia. Over thousands of years, have references been made to many of the things we're talking about, I'm talking about today. So you have to understand that there is an ancient wisdom, that there's a biblical wisdom. That isn't it said that Moses lived to 900? They didn't know how to count back then, I understand. Back then, every year was only a month. And all sorts of stuff, but we're literalists, aren't we? Right? Isn't that right? We'll go back there and note that Moses lived 900 years. And what was the Garden of Eden? And however long back that was, let's not get into that debate. Definitely the ecosystem. The very thing that we know today, the ecosystem, the soil and the sky. Whatever they were, what, 3,000, 4,000, 5,000, 6,000 years ago? Do you believe the Earth goes back 5 billion years? Do you not believe it? It's irrelevant. Point is that 100 years ago, 100 years ago, 150 years ago, some of you hold photographs of your family 150 years ago. There was a world 150 years ago. That world was a pristine ecosystem. We hadn't even delivered a chemical yet. Suppose you were to combine the concepts of today, of the show, with the ecosystem of 150 years ago. Now let's consider minimally the Earth is 6,000 years old, 7,000 years old, minimally. I think the literalists, biblically, right? Correct me if I'm wrong, but the Earth is 6, 7, 8,000 years old, something like that. Even the Earth, 4,000, 5,000 years ago, think of that ecosystem. Think of the breadbasket of the universe, the San Joaquin Valley, 4,000 years ago. Think of the soil, the topsoil, the air, the resonance, the harmony between the magnetic field of the sky, of the earth, and the brain and the spinal cord. Don't tell me there aren't latent potentials there. And don't tell me that when the Bible, etc., speaks of things that were phenomenal, that were non-worldly, that these were not real things, that they were driven off ecosystems that were profound. So there's this cell. And it begs for that electric hit it takes. Well, that cell has an energy. If you look at the cell as a factory, so you're on picture one now, or you're looking at the grape, that cell has and is a factory. And that cell is responsible for millions and millions and millions and millions and millions and zillions of transactions per day. And every transaction it runs is done efficiently or inefficiently. An efficient transaction represents the minimum of energy into the cell and the maximum of energy out of the cell. In other words, low investment, high yield. Yes, you understand this if you own a business. If you understand anything about money and economics, it's simple. The cell is simply a bank, and that bank is looking to take an investment and turn a profit. And to make it more efficient, it examines itself, it studies itself, it cleans itself, it maintains itself, it streamlines itself. And that's what we call cellular efficiency. Every chemical reaction that we can track inside a cell has an efficiency to it. And if those efficiencies are met, the cell is, as a totality, more efficient. Now, if that cell's transactions are deficient, they give off side products. Those side products are wastes. Those wastes build up in the cell. Enough waste in a cell. If a cell produces enough waste through enough inefficiency, it has to spend more time cleaning itself and less time repairing itself. Concepts. You're getting concepts. Don't finish the show and say, now what herb do I take? Finish this show and say, gee, I need to get back onto the site and listen to this guy again because these concepts are deep. They are deep concepts. They're not simplistic concepts. So the cell takes in energy and makes energy. If it does that on the side of profit, it's got more energy and it has more energy to do what the cell needs to do, which is to repair your skin, which is to repair itself. If the cells of the skin have more energy.